Hello, respective viewers. So here we are, 8 days into the United Kingdom's general election campaign, and it's racing certainly that the Labour's going to win. Now, I think they'll get an outright majority. Some opinion polls showed them something staggering, like 27 points ahead. I think that's never, ever happened. Others more modest, 12 points ahead. But what all polls agree on is they are substantially ahead by at least two digits. So there have been some wobbles in their campaign. The main thing is about the whole Diane Abbott affair. So Diane Abbott, this extreme left-wing MP who's rebelled against her own party countless occasions, MP for Hackney since 1987. Is she going to be allowed to stand again? She had the whip withdrawn for ages. She's had the whip restored, but told that she's not going to be able to contest the election for Labour. Now, Sir Keir Starmer attempts to wash his hands of the whole affair, saying it's up to the National Executive Committee. But people say, well, the NEC always does what the leader wants, which is not quite true. You know, when Peter Mandelson didn't get onto it in the late 90s, he was unpopular with the grassroots. But so some of the far left are unhappy about this, said she's been shamefully treated. Of course, they're using a racist argument, saying because she's black, she's got to get what she wants or whatever. We should treat her better because she's black. She certainly shouldn't be treated worse because of her race. And she was in trouble with the Labour Party because of allegations of racialism. Now, although I revile Diane Abbott, I don't think she's racist on this occasion, saying that Irish people in Great Britain, that we haven't suffered as much racism as black people. Well, that's true, because we suffer like no racism at all these days. And we did a little bit in the old days, partly because of bigots here, but partly because of, Irish terrorists. Obviously not most of us, but, and to be frank, a substantial minority of Irish people felt at least ambivalent about that. Anyway, so, but Labour's campaign is going pretty well. The media are highly sympathetic, generally, reporting what Labour wants to say. There's obviously significant bias, leftist bias, in the BBC. But as university-educated people under the age of 67 in major cities, you'd expect to be left-wingers, and they go into the media. But there are some people of left-wing sympathies in the BBC who nevertheless put that aside and report objectively. They're leading the campaign. And as I say, they're not often tying themselves down to the particulars. So they can't be seen to fail because they're not setting the benchmark. And the Tories are doing their work for them, but by imploding. But Diane Abbott, she could stand as an independent, or why not join the Workers' Party of Britain or the Green Party? I wonder if Comrade Corbyn will do that. The Greens could then have up to four MPs. Better keep their Brighton Kemp Town, gain Bristol Central, and perhaps Corbyn and Abbott. But anyway, so Labour's going to have to come into government. What are they going to do? They keep vowing not to raise even VAT. And then there's this huge black hole in their budget. How on earth are you going to fund all these extra doctors and nurses and appointments and so on? So they might say, well, we said it wouldn't raise tax. Actually, we lied. They probably would say, well, having a look to the books, we realize the situation is worse than we thought it was. We're afraid we're going to have to. So they might do that. They could raise taxes on alcohol and cigarettes or something like that. So the NHS is not going to improve dramatically. There's going to be growing frustration. Although the Liberal Democrats are doing very badly this time, I reckon they'll do quite well in 5 years' time, because Labour supporters have been disappointed that not enough has changed, and the Conservative Party will have nowhere near recovered. So the Liberal Democrats are the obvious ones to vote for. It'll be so long ago since the Lib Dems went into coalition with Conservatives. It'll be almost 20 years by that stage. Nobody will remember. So that's what they're going to do. I mean, defence, in effect, is going to be cut. The Conservatives are going to raise it to 2.5% by a certain date. Labour said they'll do that when the economy will allow, which they'll push back and back. It'll never happen. They're always feeble on defence. I mean, the Conservatives are bad on defence. Labour are just appalling. Like under Blair, believe in fighting as many wars as possible, while in real terms cutting defence, demanding they do more and more with less and less. A bit like what happens with teaching. So Labour will put the VAT on school fees. Tens of thousands of children have to leave independent schools because their parents can't afford the higher fees. And they've been trying to phase it in independent schools, raising it like 8% this year, so maybe raise 8% next year so they can cope with that. But a lot of them will go to state schools, and the state schools won't have the places. And Labour says, well, using this VAT, we will pay for this many thousand extra teachers. Wait a second, you don't know how much you're going to raise, because you don't know how many are going to stay in the independent schools and how many are going to leave. And it might actually, people who come from abroad paying money into the United Kingdom, they may not come either. But just because you're offering these jobs in independent in state schools doesn't mean people want to do them. And so some of the independent schools will go bust. They'll go to state work in state schools. Not necessarily. They might leave teaching altogether. They're retiring off, or they just have smaller classes in independent schools. So it's really ill thought through, and it's going to be cataclysmic. But some of these upper middle class parents say, I cannot afford independent schooling for my child, but I can afford a private tutor. And they'll put that money, the 20,000 quid or whatever they put into an independent school, into tutoring. Thanks. Great for me. So Labour, they will be more aggressive on making fuel bills more unaffordable, moving towards green energy. Now, that's a good thing, but having no regard for affordability when it comes to ordinary people. So the cost of living crisis is going to get worse like that. And because they're always going about being an iron discipline when it comes to fiscal rules, don't expect anything to improve in public services. Now, the doctors and the nurses, they're having a five-day strike right before the general election to remind Labour they can expect no favours from them. And so it's going to be a hospital pass. Think of the situations Labour's going to inherit. These problems will not magically disappear just because the government is red. So a bit like end of the Blair years, the waiting lists continue getting longer. It's a super tanker. If you press stop, it takes ages to stop and even longer to turn around. But Labour actually threw huge amounts of money at the problem. Now, they did improve the NHS, but not by as much as they should have done, and given the amount of money they spent. They increased the doctors' salaries and nurses' salaries quite a lot. So quite happy for a long time. They could increase these public sector salaries, but that would fuel inflation. And if you increase nurses' salaries, so doctors and dentists and care workers, and what about the civil service, and on and on and on. And eventually the police, well, they might declaim a blue flu. I mean, the police are not allowed to strike, but they just call in sick. That's what the guards used to do in the Republic of Ireland. So, they face all sorts of problems like that. So I don't think they're going to really tackle these problems. High speed too, I don't think they're going to build the Manchester leg because there's just no money in the kitty. A lot of people don't seem to know the Brexit trade deal is only for 5 years. It's going to expire very soon. So it's going to have to be renegotiated. Now, Starmer says he's not going to go and try and rejoin the European Union or the common market or anything like that. The single market, I should say. But I think there will be some blurring these lines. And he'll probably try and have a new, more collaborative relationship with the European Union, which probably raise the amount of time European citizens can spend in the United Kingdom and vice versa, which will probably go down quite well on all sides. The support for separatism in North Britain will diminish, partly because it's a Labour government, which is regarded as less objectionable north of Hadrian's Wall. But the SNP will still be their significant party, probably surely the biggest party at Westminster from Caledonia. Anything else that Labour will do? I mean, they will continue to pay lip service to the idea of supporting Ukraine, but they'll give them less and less. And of course, the tankies on their own wings, the sort of the anti-British side in Labour Party, will obviously really want Putin to win. There'll be more miseducation. They'll be ramming the woke agenda down children's throats and telling girls and boys that they're neither girls nor boys and stuff like that. So there will be an all-out war against free expression. So expect heavy oppression and the police to be used as a stick with which to beat dissidents, perhaps literally. So there'll be more abridgment of your right to protest and so forth and right to speak your mind. It'll just be leftist propaganda that will be having a full spectrum. So it was all very dispiriting. They may indeed raise taxes, as I say, perhaps on the super rich. So there's really nothing to look forward to, I'm afraid, from a Labour government, particularly if you're a left winger. He's trying to prove that he's a centrist. Detoxifies, you see, says, get rid of Comrade Corbyn, and to burnish his credentials, keep what's her name, Diane Abbott, out of Parliament. But Angela Rayner said there's no reason why Diane Abbott shouldn't be a Labour candidate, which I'm sure is opening up a rift with Comrade Starmer. It's a bit embarrassing showing disunity for Labour, but it's not very serious. They did have some good news in that the Manchester police say that they won't be charging tax frauds to Angela Rayner with anything. There might be some news from the Electoral Commission, though, against her. Right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Goodbye.